It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Kobe, now, or Corby.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
It says Room, but I don't think there's a guy on the team named Room. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Room.
Yeah, Romo.
The wheels are off.
What is this? Soulja boy?
Soulja
boy.
Soulja. Soulja boy.
You're down.
Mark. Probably one of the most popular acts around right now.
You are the most unhip human
being. Oh, you knew that.
No, he didn't.
He didn't know.
No, he did not. No.
You know, this team's just not that good.
You know, most of the time when you read anything that guy writes at all, you've wasted time.
Most of the time.
Yeah. What's most?
I said most.
No, you didn't. You said most, and we'll hear it tomorrow.
Most of the time.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Man.
It just makes me feel bad for Mike.
Mike. Just taking that beating from his coworkers.
They both sound like they're their kids who are making fun of their dad all the time.
Right, just laughing at their dad in the back seat.
Jeez.
All right, we'll give you three candidates, and you can vote on them. 888-787-1310 if you want to start lining up. Candidate number one comes to us from last Friday here on this show. For the second consecutive week, we had somebody drop an S-bomb on our program. A couple of weeks ago, it was former Mayor Ron Kirk. Last week, it was noted country performer Jack Ingram.
It's more important for me. I mean, the new crop of country stars are just, to me, they're kind of just shaking their ass and they don't really have a lot to say. It's like, that's fine. I'm not really judging it. I'm just saying, man, I'm not going to do that shit anymore.
Okay, can't say that word. That one.
I got it.
Can't say the S word.
Hey, watch your language, kid. But, you know, so I was...
And just like Ron Kirk the week before, hey, Gordo.
Yeah,
Gordo.
Why are they always pinning on me?
Hey, watch your language, Jack. Mm. All right, so there's Jack Ingram up for an e-break. I don't think he's won before. I know both of these guys have won before. Norm and Mike Soroy. Now, some say this fight and this tension put Norm in the hospital last weekend. But Mike was just downright argumentative with Norm, and it got a little tense between the two.
But let's take them at the... This is all rigged for the league. None of these 3 or 4 or 5,000 people ever involved in this leaked this information. It's just amazing.
Tim Donaghy did.
The hitman is back.
He's a knucklehead.
Okay, so the one guy who does what you're asking for?
He's a defrocked, cheating SOB referee.
And okay, you know
what
else?
He is.
You know what
that's
else?
What Tim Donaghy
I thought
is.
We were searching for a cheating referee, and that's what we got, right?
Mike.
I'm not even defending the guy, but I mean, the answer is somewhere in the middle.
No, it isn't.
So no one's ever cheated. There's never been any referee who blew something because he was mad at a guy, just a player he didn't like Donaghy always said.
Oh, Mike, I'm not saying that occasionally you might get to a referee, but the theory here is the league
that
is behind this.
Yeah, this is a league
why. The league is behind
yeah.
this.
Boy, just for a minute, Mike Soroy turned into Mike in Duncanville.
Oh, gosh. That's so tense.
Mike.
When Norm is dead set on an opinion, he's not entertaining counter-arguments.
No. And when he says your first name, you're in
After
some
the
trouble.
Long pause.
Gordon.
Mike.
All right, there's Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss up for an e-break. And then there's the TC ticker combo. TC made a couple more weird noises this week, and it stopped down his ticker. This is weird sound number one.
The Rangers play the Orioles tonight. Texas is 4 games up on the rest of the AL. And Ian Desmond is impressed with the consistent mentality of this team.
We've been playing that way since.
The AL and Ian Desmond. The AL and Ian Desmond.
Wait, what was he trying to say?
In the AL, Ian Desmond.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
a career low number of times. He's also lost his feeling for the pitch, he normally locates it low in the zone. He's lost the feel for that. It's been a little bit more all over the road, like this ticker. Watch for that in the game. An MMA website is reporting that a sale of the UFC to a group confronted by WME IMG
is... Listen to this one.
There's so much more. Wait, I can't keep them all straight.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the ticker combo there from TC.
That was all the same ticker?
It was a combo deal there put together.
I want to hear all of them again.
Okay.
The Rangers play the Orioles tonight. Texas is four games up on the rest of the AL. And Ian Desmond is impressed with the consistent mentality of this team.
We've been playing that way since the beginning, so...
A career low number of times. He's also lost his feeling for the pitch, he normally locates it low in the zone. He's lost the feel for that. It's been a little bit more all over the road, like this ticker. Watch for that in the game. An MMA website is reporting that a sale of the UFC to a group confronted by WME IMG is complete.
Awesome.
Wow.
I told you those were funny sounds.
So what was he saying there?
An MMA website, I think it was.
And he just kind of got stuck there.
But he said an MMIAM way?
Yeah. Yeah, you put that with Regong Force and you've really got something now.
Regong Force.
Man, we are getting quite a TC catalog now. Funny sounds. All right, so those are your candidates. Jack Ingram, Norm, or TC? 888-787-1310. And remember, I am MMA. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
When is Norm going to retire?
Hopefully never.
Jerk. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Dreams in Motion organization has a fun time for the disabled as TC is allowed to do tickers for another week.
Yes.
Thank you for referencing AJ from Idaho. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, George. I'd like to say Guy's Guide to Reproductive Fluid Forecasting.
What? We don't do guys' guides anymore.
Yeah. Seem impossible. And if we did, we would not call them that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, bitch. What's going on?
I don't know. Answer him, Gordon.
Oh, nothing.
No, he's gay. You're bitch. Remember?
Hey. Oh, gosh. Just vote, would you?
Let me vote for your mom. Bitch.
All right.
God.
He is now banned. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? There's a TC vote right there. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
I'd like to responsibly vote for George's rusty, antiquated...
Okay, thank you, thank you. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
How you doing?
Okay.
All right, it was reported back during the famous chase, you know, that went on in 94. Mm-hmm. It was reported on CBS3 here in Philadelphia that by Larry Minnie that you were squeezing your helmet.
The hell?
That was a call, wasn't it? To
Kate? to OJ and Kate?
Maybe. No, I think it was a news anchor who said he was watching it right at that time or something. I don't know. Anyway, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for fast-talking Seizure TC and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Put me through to Infrastructure Man.
Who is this?
This is his arch nemesis, Dr. Pothole.
Ooh,
Dr. Pothole.
Ooh,
yeah.
I didn't...
And your plan to fill all the potholes won't work.
He's sounds got a like good voice.
Sounds pretty diabolical.
Sounds
all
like
right.
A movie in the making.
Everyone that you cover up, I will put in three more.
Where are you from, Dr. Pothole?
The middle of the Metroplex. The Hell Zone.
The Hell Zone.
The Hell Zone. What is your life like? Do you have kids?
Very small ones that like to clog up traffic by crossing the road.
Okay. He's losing steam. He's losing the character a little bit. Thanks for calling in, though,
you're
Dr.
Supposed to
Pothole.
Go to something very mundane, some mundane answers, you know. Where are you from?
Yeah.
Hearst.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Team Suck It Up Go TCU wants to vote for Vaginal Slice Born Board.
Not a candidate. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi. I miss all the entries, but I'd like to vote for George because, you know, he always does all that crazy stuff. Thanks. That's it.
All right, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, boys.
Morning.
Hi.
I'd like to responsibly vote for TC, please.
Okay. See, that's how you vote right there. He's very close. Very close. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello, on FM, I'd like to responsibly vote for Norman, and on AM, I want to give a shout-out to Giorgio's Hot Cheetos.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Same broadcast on each one, sir.
Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Winnie Mouth won't vote for Lynchy Brick of the Week.
It's Mushmouth,
I guess.
Last time, Mushmouth called, got into the phone.
What?
Did he say TC?
I don't know.
Hey, he said TC, and we have a winner.
Yay!
Okay. Way to go, TC, for this funny ticket ticker combo.
The Rangers play the Orioles tonight. Texas is four games up on the rest of the AL. And Ian Desmond is impressed with the consistent mentality of this team.
We've been playing that way since the beginning, so.
A career low number of times. He's also lost his feeling for the pitch, He normally locates it low in the zone. He's lost the feel for that. It's been a little bit more all over the road, like this ticker. Watch for that in the game. An MMA website is reporting that a sale of the UFC to a group fronted by WME IMG is complete.
Yes, we have two new TC noises.
The AL and Ian Desmond.
Horse.
How many is that for a TC?
Well, it's back-to-back wins for the loopy linguist.
All right, it's 8:11 on the ticket.